The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Happy Manziel Day. Embrace yourself. Yet another storm is coming. I think we'll call this one Chip. That's all right. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Joggy Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. Weekend is almost here. Let's have some fun
today.
You
got big plans with it?
Not really. Don't really have anything planned this weekend.
All right.
Doing the Rockets run Sunday.
Okay. Well, that's a plan.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 50 degrees in the morning, which will be cool.
Okay.
I went out this afternoon, and I've been kind of mixing things up and trying to see how I react to my workouts better. So, like, I lifted weights this morning, and then I went out about an hour before the show and ran at Memorial Park. My God, it was so freaking humid. I thought my shirt was going to melt off. And, so it'll be nice that it'll actually be cool.
Yeah.
Because it was brutal out there today. And, of course, another round of storms are coming, apparently. I think I've had enough of this. I think this is, yeah, this is starting to get irritating.
Okay.
But according to the Chronicle, forecasters see another round of potential flooding headed for Texas Thursday evening with storms possible in the Houston area. So east and southeast Texas predicted rainfall between 1 and 6 inches. That's kind of a wide range there, guys. Can we not do better than that?
It could be.
It's like saying the Texans-Bengals point spread will be between 10 and 16.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Exactly.
It is a little bit of a wide range.
So we're going to call this Storm Chip.
Why that?
I'm mixing it up a little bit.
Okay.
Is it either going to be Chet or Chip?
I was going to go with Chadwick.
I like Chadwick better, yeah. You know what? That makes sense because we had a Chadwick. So, all right, congratulations, Storm. Your name is Chadwick. Welcome. Do you see this Chronicle tweet that Ashton sent us?
About the Urban Meyer thing?
Yeah, well, yeah. Apparently, the Houston Chronicle's official Twitter account tweeted to someone, said, did they also practice a play where Saban beat your ass so bad you have to fake a heartache and quit coaching? Which is, I mean, it's kind of an old joke. I think we've all heard that one before. But all right. It's kind of funny. Then they tweet out, a tweet regarding Ohio State was meant to be sent from a personal account. Yeah. It was in poor taste, was deleted, and we apologize for the error.
Shame.
Was it really in poor taste? It's just a joke. I get you're supposed to be this bastion of journalism, which you're not anymore. You're a pop-up freak show on your website. No. How is this any different?
Fred, don't talk about your people like that.
Well, the paper's fine. It's the website I can't stand.
Oh, okay.
Between all the pop-ups and all the... I tell you what, when they stop doing slideshows, then I'll say nice things about them again.
Okay.
You know how I feel about slideshows.
I know you don't like
them. I hate slideshows more than wives. And I can't deal with them. But it was not Jerome that did it. do we really have to apologize for everything these days?
I don't know why they apologize. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal. I don't get offended by anything, though. So, I mean, well, not very much.
It's very it takes a lot. Yeah. It's a little different than what was put on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's offensive, but that's not so much.
It's not even that offensive. It's just somebody being an a-hole.
Yeah. Well, that's different. But
yeah, okay. I don't think it's worth apologizing for. But I guess when you're someone like that, they probably got some kind of pressure. I don't know what they had to say. I don't know if that's like a mandatory.
So tweet out apologizing for all your damn slideshows. That's more offensive. And the pop-ups, which is getting to the point where on my phone, that Chronicle app, when I go to look for something on there, half the time the pop-ups freeze my phone.
Yeah.
So it's I'm probably about to delete the app. So apologize for that, guys. Come on. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Happy Manziel Day. I know you're excited. I know you're the biggest Johnny Manziel fan.
You know, I'm
on
one of the
that side of the
on this side of table. The room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. The worst is, don't you kind of have to bet on the Browns?
Yeah, you kind of have to. I mean, it's...
Which doesn't make me feel good.
Well, double-digit division dog.
Yeah.
Which we'll have Willie B on later, and I'm sure he's on that. But just from a percentage perspective, yeah. And I think the Browns aren't good, but they've played well enough in games to cover that big of a spread. And
yeah.
What I was talking about, there's no reason... If you like the Bengals, there's no reason to... You can sit this out. There's no reason to give 11.5 points or 10.5 points to in an NFL game. It's just too much. Unless you're totally convinced that Manziel's going to be like he was last year and the Bengals are going to win 30-0. I pretty much will never give double figures in the NFL unless it's taking the Patriots when they're on one of their destruction tours. When they went into Dallas and they were 9.
Even then,
favorites.
I don't really like to bet the Patriots.
I don't like them, but there are certain times when you can just tell they're on a seek and destroy mission.
Right.
Then yeah, I'll do that. But the spreads start getting so high at some point because Vegas keeps raising them to kind of get the action going the other way that finally there's no value in it anymore. But that's the only time I ever do that. I just can't anymore. It's kind of pointless.
Drew says, call the storm Chip Brown if it starts raining BS and
hair gel. Well done, Drew.
It's not a hair gel. That's beaver conditioner, beaver pelt conditioner.
There was a joke there, and I'm just going to just let it go. Let it go. It's still the 4 o'clock hour, and kids are still in the car. We're just going to leave that one alone. But tune back in and sometime around. So I always figure that 4 o'clock hour, keep it kind of clean because people are picking up their kids from school. And even though we give you a warning, I know you want to listen to the show, and I don't want you to have to explain to your kids what certain things are at the 4 o'clock hour. After that, though, unless you're, it's kind of on you after that.
Yeah.
And at usually 5 o'clock, we start picking it up. And by 5:45, I got to figure that if your kids are in the car, that's on you at that point. So it's not like we're not cognizant of those things.
All right. Here's the question.
Question away.
The question of the day. Who will have... I wonder what we should use. Should we use total QBR or quarterback rating? I want to see which... I want to ask which quarterback you think is going to be the worst this week, but I don't know which metric we should use. Because I feel like we've got some pretty good choices this week, and I want to see... How you think that? I'm going to give you five names.
Okay.
And I want you to rank them 1 through 5 in the order that you would like to have them starting for your team this week.
This week?
This week. So who's going to be the worst? Who's going to be the best?
All right.
Geno Smith.
Okay.
Although I've heard Ryan Fitzpatrick may start.
Yeah, what I bet happens is Fitzpatrick starts and then the first time somebody slaps him on his hand, he's out of there crying on the sideline.
Okay.
That would be my guess. So I'm going to assume Geno's going to play a bunch. So
you want to leave him in the list?
Leave Geno in the list.
Okay. Nick Foles, who's at Minnesota.
Okay.
John Football, who plays tonight. Matt Cassel, who plays against Philly. And Blaine Gabbert.
Wow.
Those five guys are starting NFL football games.
And people
this
were
week.
Giving me grief when I was talking about how bad the quality of play was in the NFL this year. Well, does that not pretty much sum it up in a nutshell?
There you have
that's five starting quarterbacks. I would take Nick Foles simply because, at least in the past, he's been okay.
He might have the toughest matchup, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're asking me, okay, you get a team, you get to start one of these guys. All right, I'll take Nick Foles. That's okay. One. God. Gabbert's last. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. Blaine Gabbert's
Gabbert's fifth. Worse than John Football.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I'm pretty sure I'd take John Football over Geno Smith even. Pretty sure. Wow. John Football would be third on that list.
Okay. Well.
Here's a better question. Which of those quarterbacks doesn't even belong in the NFL? All of them except
one?
For Foles.
I was gonna say,
I'd say all of them except for Foles.
This seems like a trick question.
As bad as things are over on Fannin, Don't you take Brian Hoyer over every one of those guys?
Yeah, no question.
How frightening is that?
Well, so Blaine Gabbert, worst case for you. That's the worst one.
Yeah.
So what are you feeling right now if you're Colin Kaepernick? What are you feeling that you've got benched? And not only did you get benched, you got benched in favor of Blaine Gabbert.
I think it's time to start working on that resume.
Okay.
Maybe get into accounting or engineering or...
It's something.
Yeah. It's time to...
Didn't Colin Kaepernick mess around with like some kind of modeling? Didn't he want to be an underwear model? Maybe he should do that.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to look at it.
Or a headphone model.
That would probably work.
Yeah. He's done that commercial. He's got experience in that.
That's
on his resume.
The other thing about him, it's somebody kept, they were showing his stats and they're almost identical to Cam Newton's. And it's like, well, you know what? There's two significant differences there in that, yeah, Cam Newton will have a really bad half, but it's like Andrew Luck the other night, fourth quarter, the guy's nails. Colin Kaepernick is bad, consistently bad throughout the game.
Yeah.
And if you put Cam Newton on those Panthers, are they 7-0? I mean, Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, no.
No. So that's one of those instances where stats are not meaningless, but damn misleading. And
listen, there's some people who think Cam Newton's the MVP of the league, which
that's also a little silly.
Yeah, let's chill out a little bit.
But he also, it's the little things within the game that's different. If it's 3rd and 5, Kaepernick's going to throw an incomplete pass. If it's 3rd and 5, Cam Newton's, if nobody's there, he'll take off and run for the first down. He'll actually get it. I mean, he converts plays to keep drives alive, and then they run the ball, and then he throws a couple incompletions.
Well, Cam also throws the ball down the field, which is something that Kaepernick doesn't do.
No. I mean, and he gets the occasional big play that way, especially when his guys actually hold on to it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about Colin Kaepernick, but comparing Colin Kaepernick to Cam, or I'm not crazy about Cam Newton, but comparing him to Colin Kaepernick is just harsh.
Yeah, it's. It just goes to show you if you're just purely looking at stats side by side.
Yeah, you got to actually watch football.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it becomes difficult to know what you're talking about.
Indeed.
But, statistically, they're not far off.
No, they really are.
At least specifically on passing stats, they're not far off. But, no, I'll take Cam Newton every Sunday over Colin Kaepernick. All right, guess what's coming up, guys? Saturday night, November 7th, I've got great news for you. There's boxing, and you don't have to get on pay-per-view to see it. Bradley versus Rios. Timothy Bradley versus Brandon Rios. If you haven't seen either one of these guys fight, this is going to be a fun one to watch. Might be a good time to jump on there. Tim Bradley, 32-1-1 with 12 knockouts, the current welterweight champion. He's previously held titles in the welterweight and light welterweight division. This is a guy who has some really impressive wins on his resume. Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez, Ruslan Provodnikov, Devin Alexander. He's got some really good wins. He is one of the best in the business. And, you know, the win that he had over Ruslan Provodnikov was what I thought was the fight of the year. You talk about two guys who just were in there swinging and looking to knock each other out, and Bradley took a beating, came back and won that fight. So he's an all-action fighter. So is Brandon Rios. 33-2-1, 16 knockouts. Famous for his trilogy with Mike Alvarado. He won two of those three fights, and one of those was the 2012 fight of the year. So these are two guys who are going to go in there. They're going to put it all on the line for your entertainment. And like I said, it's free. You don't have to get it on pay-per-view. HBO's World Championship Boxing returning this Saturday, November 7th, a huge night of boxing. Fan favorites, Timothy Bradley defending against all-action warrior Brandon Rios. And afterwards, don't miss HBO's classic series, 24/7, the newest installment, follows Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez. And if you want to see the behind-the-scenes training as these two guys get ready for their big fight, this is the place to check it out. They're going to fight November 21st. Check out everything that goes into these fight camps. It's a really interesting show, episode 1 of 24/7. Cotto Canelo airs immediately after the live fight. It's a 2-episode program following Miguel Cotto and Canelo as they go through the rigors of training camp for their November 21st pay-per-view fight. That's HBO's World Championship Boxing, Bradley Rios, followed by 24/7 Cotto Canelo. You can see that at 8:30 Central Time this Saturday, November 7th, only on HBO. Now dance, go!
ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys, Eagles, NFL, 7 p.m. Sunday. Presented by All-American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Quick Storm Chadwick update. If you're like in College Station, Huntsville, that area, you might be getting a little rain, but Chadwick is yet to threaten the Houston area, according to the Doppler.
Thank goodness. Keep just, Chadwick away.
Just letting you, you know, somebody asked me a question, how do I think the 49ers would be if Cam were on the 49ers? I think they'd still suck.
It'd still suck.
And that's just a bad football team, which is why, you know, we always talk about this. We always put so much emphasis on the quarterback. And it's you really have to have other stuff around you. There's very few guys who can win with absolutely nothing on a consistent basis. And even they are going to have games where they don't play that well and their offensive line crumbles. Or you know, like Aaron Rodgers the other night, and the Broncos' defense dominated his offensive line. Took him out of the game. You don't see that very often, but it does happen even to the best of them. Foster with a good question on Twitter. I'm curious if the season ended Sunday, would you pay Luck like a top five quarterback? If you don't, he could walk. Would I take that chance? Absolutely. You have no choice. Because body of work so far.
Yeah, we've got 4 years and five games. I mean,
I think overall, you've got enough, you have to do it. You don't think twice about it.
I don't think you can.
Because if he winds up being a bust, then oh well. I mean, that's...
But the great thing is they don't have to. I mean, that's what the franchise thing is for. And
They have to... they can either sign him to a long-term deal or they have to pick up the next year option, which...
Yeah, but if you're talking about... I mean, same thing, basically. Paying him like a top five quarterback for 1 year.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to make a long-term commitment yet.
No, and so, that's what I would do. I don't know why more teams don't do this, but I would just pick up the option... Pay him his money next year, and if I can't come to a deal or I'm still not sure about him, if he has another year where like this, where he shows has moments but also turns the ball over too much, then I franchise him for a year. And the difference between what you would pay a quarterback that you'd have to – I mean, where would you go get anybody better? And that's always the thing. I know you always get mad when they overpay him, but in truth, you almost have to. And the difference between overpaying Andy Dalton, which is working out so far this year – and, oh, let's go trade for Jay Cutler is a couple million dollars.
Yeah.
So, in this case, yeah, it's I don't want to say it's a complete no-brainer because I think it's fair to bring up, but it's pretty much a no-brainer. Yeah, absolutely. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And a couple of questions about any value with Mississippi State -7.5 at Mizzou with Mock suspended again. I will do those. Yeah, I like Mississippi State quite a bit, actually, in that game. Missouri's terrible, and especially without Mock. And the quarterback that replaced him is under 50%, and they just can't move the football. And not that Mississippi State's that good, but, yeah, I don't mind that. Do you like a 7-point teaser? Bengals -4, under 50. Don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Don't love it. Lack it. Don't love it. And I will have Willie B on.
But even later. If you do a teaser, you're still, I mean, if it doesn't get you inside of the touchdown, I don't know if I would do that.
Yeah, I'm
like you're paying for points and you're still not getting inside a touchdown.
Yeah,
like you have to get over a touchdown for them to win.
As outlined in the great audiobook, An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style, I like to do teasers on multiple games, especially in the NFL. Because the lines are so damn close, if you feel pretty good about a team and you're not really sure that they're going to cover, you do a three-team teaser. You know, that's a way to do it. I don't really like teasing single-game things, but that's just me. I don't mess with those a lot. I tend to find bets I really like, and when I get one that I feel strong about, hammer the hell out of it. And then the ones that I'm not as crazy about, I won't bet as much on. But I don't mess with too many of those things, just because long term I'm more successful with ranking how much I like a certain game and then betting money based on that.
Right.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And yeah, that game tonight, I mean, I don't feel good about it either way, but I could not give that many points with the Bengals. if you are going to play it, I think I'd have to take the Browns.
I mean, I think I would too.
The percentages tell us that with the double-digit division dog. And like I said, we'll have Willie on at 6:15 to talk about that. Christopher Harris at 5:30 to talk a little fantasy football, and including how to do your FanDuel lineups. So we shall check it out. A couple of other things that I wanted to get to. Did you see Bob McNair has kind of weighed in on the Rick Smith versus Bill O'Brien thing?
I heard he's not pleased.
Well, he's basically coming out saying he doesn't know where the reports come from, first off, that there's friction.
Yeah.
Says they're totally inaccurate. There's nothing to it. They work well together. If they disagree on something, they come to me. They've never come to me. I don't like to have these anonymous sources, people saying something, and they don't know what they're talking about. That bothers me. I don't like it. We've got a good organization. People work hard. They're going to continue to work hard, and we're going to get good results. All right, so if they disagree on something, they come to me. They've never come to me. Maybe they don't want to come to you with a disagreement. Yeah. And that's, you know, that could be a problem, too. He also says he isn't happy with the results so far this season, saying the team's 3-5 record leaves him just as disappointed as the team's fan. I bet you're more disappointed.
He should be more disappointed.
Yeah, I wouldn't say just as disappointed. If I'm him, I'm more disappointed because I'm writing checks on this stuff. And, you know, I don't think you can ignore. Are we just going to pretend that Atlanta and Miami game never happened?
Yeah.
They beat the Titans. Yeah, and the Titans fired their coach the next day. And, you know, Titans, Jags, and Bucks. That's your three wins. This team should not be. It's not that I expected them to necessarily beat those teams, but you needed to be competitive with them. At least at Carolina, they were relatively competitive.
All right.
It came down to where they had the ball with a chance to get a tying touchdown and send it to overtime. All right, against a 7-0 team. You'll take that. But the games, that Dolphins game, my goodness, we're just ignoring it.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Casino J says, don't forget last year, Bengals at Browns, Dalton had the worst game of his career. That was on a Thursday night.
Dalton or Manziel?
I think it was Manziel.
Yeah, Manziel had the worst game in the history of ever.
I don't know if we can talk about the worst game of Manziel's career yet because he's really.
Well, I mean, it's one of the worst quarterback games of anyone, period.
Yeah.
I mean, he
well, we've
I
seen a lot of those this year, though.
I think his passer rating was like 1.1, which I didn't even know that the scale went down there, but
that's
what it was.
It does. We haven't talked about the Rocket Chitty either. We can get on that. That was interesting to see them have to go to overtime against the Magic. But,
I mean, at this point, wins are wins.
Yeah.
I mean, after the start that they had, to me, the bigger concern is what's going on with James Harden?
I think it's either a Kardashian thing or a shoe thing or both. Or
what's better?
I don't know, because the shoe thing, you're stuck with those for the next...
Yeah, you ain't getting rid of that.
I hope you're not stuck with a Kardashian. You can get rid of that. No, he's just not playing well. And if you recall, he had a few stretches like this last year where, yeah, he was shooting 6 of 22 and basically getting to the line 17 times. That's where his points come from. And that's... Yeah. He's... to me... At some point, the shots will start falling. And if they don't, if we get to 12 games in and he's still every game is like this, then I think you can start raising some concerns about the guy.
Okay. And you're not worried yet.
No, I'm not worried yet just because I've seen him do this before. And then all of a sudden he has a game where he scores 48 points. So
I just can't believe these percentages. I mean, it's almost ridiculous. He's shooting less than 30% from the field. I don't even know how to explain it. And I get, like you said, that you go through Bert, he goes through spurts like this. It just looks like the shot selection is poor. I mean, the
7 turnovers too. That's just unacceptable.
It's like he's convinced that he has to be the 3-point shooter on this team. I don't know if I've ever seen a guy who is shooting 16% from 3-point who is taking who's taken at least 10 threes in every game that he's played this year.
But you know what? He made two of them last night. He was 2 of 11.
Well, so 18% upped him to his 16% for the season.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is what their team is, right? It goes through him.
Right, but if you're if you start out the season, you're 2 of 12 from 3, then 1 of 10, then 0 for 10. Don't you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change up my game a little bit here. I'm going to maybe not try and chuck up as many threes. That's J.R. Smith stuff, what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, I miss every three I shoot. I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it.
It's what shooters do.
I guess.
And honestly, I'm...
But he's not just a shooter. You know what I mean?
No, he's not. But,
that's a guy who's got other ways of scoring. I don't understand why he doesn't use them.
Well,
half of his shots were three-pointers last night.
Yeah, and that's kind of crazy. Because the reality is, he's got a... When he's playing his best, well, he makes some of those threes. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
But if he's not making them, he gets to the line, and he starts going to the basket. But when he's doing that now, he's also turning the ball over a lot more.
Yeah.
But it's, like I said, it's five games in. If we're still talking about this 10 games from now, then I'll be concerned about the dude. And, you know, Dwight Howard had a good game last night. 10
right.
for 10, 14 rebounds. And, yeah, but the Magic aren't good. At least they've been playing teams close. But, yeah, it's hard to watch right now. There's nothing worse, and I know you don't like the guy's game anyway, but there's nothing worse than a guy that keeps shooting threes when you know he can't make them.
Right.
It's like watching Kobe right now.
Yeah.
And have you seen any of his games?
My God. I mean, he's shooting the ball on the wrong side of the backboard. How does that happen? Which, by the way, did you guys watch the Warriors-Clippers game last night?
No, I didn't.
Which...
I watched
Steph Curry's a cartoon.
I watched about the last 5 minutes of it.
He's a video game. Well, if you saw the last 5 minutes, you saw the best part, which was...
Right, that's any NBA game early in the season.
DeAndre Jordan at the free throw line, literally about a foot and a half short on the free throw. Didn't hit net, didn't hit anything, just went up and straight down, missed the whole damn thing.
My whole thing with that is, if Steph Curry doesn't get in foul trouble, that game's not close.
It's not close at all. Not close at all.
But kudos for the Clippers for coming back, though.
But the Clippers were, like, they're supposed to be a good team. Eh, I don't know. I just don't. I think it might be, and I don't know. Having watched them both play a couple times, coming into the season, I was like, it's Spurs or Warriors in the West. The Warriors look so much better than the Spurs so far. And I know the Spurs have some new pieces they're getting used to, but my goodness, that Warriors team, they've got, like, cheat codes going.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Pushed as far
as I can go. The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Troy on the Facebook page asks, curious what you wore to the gym today. I learned my lesson, guys. I actually wore nice, clean stuff. Like all Nike stuff.
I feel
stuff.
Like you should have to wear like a full-on sweatsuit, like a tracksuit, so none of your flesh is exposed.
Well, I mean,
you also wear gloves. A ski mask.
I wear gloves, but they match today. I actually found my missing weight glove, so I wasn't using a golf glove. That was probably the creepy part, I have to admit. You know, but well, there was a lot of creep to that.
I mean, what are your hands made of? Lady parts?
You can't just go
in there and grab some steel.
No, I just don't. I mean, it screws up my hands if I don't have them. I mean, sorry.
Jeez. America's getting to be... we're a bunch of wusses, man.
Giving me grief for going to the gym makes me a wuss, really, because I wear weightlifting gloves.
I mean, because you...
I'm old, man.
I mean, wearing weightlifting gloves is one thing. Wearing a golf glove because you can't find your weightlifting glove, you just go with no gloves.
Well, I've done that before, but I just thought, well, what the heck, I'll try it. It's not going to use that golf glove for anything.
All right.
I mean, we've played once in the last year, or twice, I guess. But no, I had nice Nike gear on today. Not quite sweatsuit type stuff, but like workout stuff. Long sleeve.
Okay.
Nikes and Nike hat pulled down, covering as much of my face as possible, which is what I always try to do. And yeah, so I didn't look like a freak show today. I mean, I do, but that's just natural. There's nothing I can do about that.
Right.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Manny said, heard this early on radio, is Harden out of shape?
I don't know.
I mean, he looks the same to me, but that doesn't mean he's up to speed yet. Dude's also played a lot of basketball the last couple of years. He might have taken some time off and between the Olympics and, you know, actually going pretty far in the playoffs last year. He may have taken a little more time off, and it's going to take him longer to get back up to speed. But it's hard to tell. He looks the same to me physically.
DK says, where's the outrage for Manziel playing? Just was involved in domestic violence incident. Guess the rules don't apply for everybody. I said the same thing when it happened. I'm surprised that there's been no...
Well, that got washed under the rug really fast.
And I said all along, if John Football were black, and maybe that's me just oversimplifying it. If Johnny Football were black, though, he'd be suspended. I'm not saying, or I feel like he would be, or if it would be a bigger deal. I don't get why Johnny Football can this is the quote from his girlfriend, hit his girlfriend a couple times when they're drunk, and no big deal. You're starting.
No charges were filed. Well,
you're starting on prime time.
Haven't guys been suspended with no charges filed?
Ray Rice's wife she didn't press charges.
No. But he did actually have. I mean, he had there was some kind of judicial ruling on that, though. It wasn't. So I mean, that's a little different.
But why is there no judicial ruling on this?
Well, I mean, they didn't arrest him for it. They didn't, and that may be the bigger question is why weren't there any charges filed?
But why wasn't a quarterback who was drinking and whose girlfriend said that he hit him while he was driving, why wasn't he arrested? I don't know.
It's a good question. And then to come out and say, well, we were arguing. I know how it looked. I'm glad people stopped. Well, if it looked like that, maybe it is that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'd have to go back and look at everybody who's been suspended without being charged with anything. But, I mean, that... If you're the Browns, don't you do it yourself? And it's not like you needed him for a couple weeks there. I think, just to avoid looking like, I do wonder why nobody's making a big deal out of that.
I'll be honest. If I'm the Browns, Johnny Football's not on my team anymore. Yeah. I've seen enough out of the guy to think that this isn't the long-term answer at quarterback that we thought he was. And I understand it hasn't been that long, and it's difficult to cut loose a first-round pick. But when the first-round pick's been to rehab already once, has not performed on the field, and is now accused of drinking and driving and hitting his girlfriend, we're going to let you walk. You know what I mean? If the guy had come out and, you know, played lights out and done all this dumb stuff, you'll find a way to make excuses for guys that are going to help your team. And I get that. You know, I'm not a dummy. I understand why the Cowboys want to believe that Greg Hardy is going to turn his life around and be a good guy all of a sudden. I get that because Greg Hardy's a great football player. If Greg Hardy had the same game that I have.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. And that makes sense. And I'm no dummy. I understand why it works that way. But at this point, what good pub have you gotten out of Johnny Manziel? What good pub have you gotten, and how has he made your team better? Because from what I've seen, you've gotten about zero out of both those buckets.
Yeah, to me, if I'm the Browns, I would use that as a reason to get rid of him. That would have been the time to do it.
It would have been a good time.
You could say, you know, but we shall see. And there's different stories, and now everybody's texting me about, well, but she said she was the one raging and he grabbed her to stop and all that stuff. Honestly.
She said he hit me a couple times. What else is, where?
Well,
does anything else matter? Really?
Not really. I mean, if we're going to be consistent with what we said about everybody else.
The only time it's acceptable in my mind for something like that, like if you want to come up with an excuse of what your girlfriend says you hit her a couple times, why'd you do it? She pointed a gun at me. So that might be the only one I can think of.
You know what? I might be with you on that one.
Other than that, no. No.
What about she pulled a sword on me?
I mean, if you...
And she was swinging it at me.
That's,
and she was going full-on Uma Thurman.
That's
and
difficult.
Kill Bill.
Yeah. I mean, maybe
so. You're probably not being interviewed then because you're probably chopped into little pieces.
Yeah, Uma would have got you.
Yeah.
But unless Johnny Manziel's girlfriend had a gun on him, there's nothing you can say that's like, well, I just hit her a little bit because she was acting crazy. Like, no, that doesn't really work for me. And like I said, that wouldn't work for a lot of people. And maybe it was me not being filtered and just throwing out the first thing that came to my head when I said it, if Johnny was black, then he would be suspended. But maybe how about if he wasn't Johnny Football, he would be suspended. And I don't know what all goes into that, but I feel like most guys, and you know, maybe I do feel that way, that a black guy would have been suspended.
I don't disagree with you on that.
Okay.
And 512 says he hasn't hit a wide receiver in a while, so the Browns are taking his hitting girlfriend as a good sign. Okay. And they keep saying, the guys quit texting me over and over that he said that she said he didn't hit her. He just grabbed her to stop trying to hit him while he was driving.
She said he hit me a couple times.
Then she changed her story, is what happened. So. Regardless, I mean, with all the stuff that has gone on with the guy, he's not any good to begin with. He can't play.
Matt says, no need to make a mountain out of a molehill, no substantial evidence to discipline him. His girlfriend was marked up.
Then why don't we be consistent with this? And I'm getting a lot, who says the girl wasn't lying?
She may be.
I hear she's just as crazy as he is, but
Greg Hardy's girl might have been lying.
Is that our defense to everything? Now, I don't know if he should have been suspended or something, but the guy should have had some kind of discipline. And to me, he's a problem. He's a complete problem. He was last year, and I would have used this
with
as an opportunity to get rid of him.
With everybody in almost every job, you weigh pros versus cons. And there's so many things on the con side of the scale with John Football. What is on the pro scale? What makes you say, man, I'm really glad John Football's on our football team. We're really lucky to have him because he does what? I can't think of a single thing.
Crickets.
Not one thing.
And then that's why when you get...
Maybe tonight he'll go out and beat the Bengals and...
Then you'll have to come on tomorrow and say, wow, I was wrong. Guy,
yep.
Guy's a superstar.
No, it's definitely worth keeping around since he beat up his girlfriend.
All right, let's take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. I'd be happy to take your phone calls. I just think there's a lot of Manziel apologists out there that just won't admit that.
Well, of course there are, and there were a lot of people who will apologize for everybody, but...
Nobody apologizes for me.
Yeah. I don't know. From what I understood, they put in a policy into place this year that was like an automatic suspension, so it didn't matter, you know, what the details of things were.
I do think there has to be... Well, before we get to that, I got to tell you about this. We play the Bud Light Fantasy game each Thursday during happy hour. It's absolutely free to play. Today we're having happy hour at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rice Village from 5 until 7. The top scorer wins $100 and will be invited to play in the finals for $2,000. The only way you can enter is to get the link at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rice Village from Jason Braddock and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. I think this gets back to something that, you know, in some of these instances where people are lying, and that's apparently what happened in the Patrick Kane thing.
Right.
There was absolutely no evidence whatsoever. And then they tried to go out and create some kind of hoax about how the DNA evidence was handled because there was no DNA evidence.
Right.
And that's one of those where...
And now she won't testify because it's too much for her family and her to deal with.
Well, yeah, because they... Yeah. All right, you tried a money grab, it didn't work. It's basically what happened there. And...
But I don't understand... Yeah, I mean, it's not like Johnny Football's girlfriend was looking to get any money out of him. You know what I mean?
No. This is a different situation. But
from what I understand, they're still together. Like,
but it benefits her to lie, because if he winds up getting suspended, then I mean, that's the thing. It's you have to. But the point I wanted to get to is, I do think that some of this stuff is too punitive until there is actual, you know, until there's actually an arrest or a trial. Some of the stuff that Goodell does is just, okay, we have different rules than everybody else. Right. If you get caught in this situation, and this guy shouldn't have got caught in that situation. And you shouldn't have been out drinking. You shouldn't have gotten to, you know, where you're arguing with your girlfriend on the side of the road. I don't care how crazy they are. At some point, if they're that crazy, you need to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, wait till you get home and argue in your own apartment. Just not loud enough that everybody can hear it. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a good explanation for why Johnny Football is allowed on the field tonight, I would give it to you, but I don't. I mean, the only one I can assume is that, you know, Johnny's got some dough.
Yeah, it's always hard in these situations because you want to have a strong opinion, but you don't know everything that happened.
I'm curious what happens the next time a guy is accused of domestic or any kind of, you know, violence against women. I'm curious to see what happens to that guy. You know what I mean? Because it's not like we've seen this a lot of times, and the NFL made it pretty clear that they're cracking down on that stuff, right?
Allegedly.
And this one's just all right.
Yeah, just okay. They're just a couple arguing on the side of the road. No big deal. Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And I wanted to get to this earlier in the week, but we never did. See that the Lions made some changes today, by the way.
About time.
Yeah, getting rid of their GM, which Jim Caldwell's apparently surviving for now, but we'll see. But he's found the problem with why the Lions are having trouble. Did you see this? He said it's the most negative media market he's ever coached in.
Okay.
And that's why the Lions are struggling. Apparently, it's the way they've covered the team is why they're 1-7. And I've seen the Detroit media. It's not Philadelphia or New York, but it's harsher than the media is here. And I would say it's, you know, they can get on you pretty good. But he was complaining because, you know, well, everybody starts talking about how we were 0-16, and nobody was here for that. It's like they asked the players who were here about what it was like to be 0-16. Well, you know, you can't just get rid of that.
Right.
That stench is going to hang around. We still talk about 2-14 with the Texans here, right? Whenever you get off to a bad start like this, it's like, uh-oh, here they go again. Why? Because it's happened. Because you've slid completely off that mountain and into the mud. And if you start sliding again, I think it's natural that people are going to ask that.
Okay. Justin, Johnny beats his girl. Got proof? Or do you just like to slander and libel? If you want, I can send you a copy of what the police report says, what she said to the police. So maybe that's, if you want to call that slander and libel, okay. But that's the report that she gave, was that Johnny hit her a couple times, marked her up, shoved her head against the window. So I'm not making this up. You know, I'm not the guy coming out and this was the police report. So if me repeating what the police report says is slander or libel, then I've got a really poor understanding of what that word is defined as. Am I wrong?
No. No, you're not wrong.
Okay. I didn't say Johnny Football, you know, he touched a kid. Because saying that...
you're making that up.
Yeah, I would. That would be a total, complete, made-up lie with zero evidence that anything like that ever happened. In this instance, there's a police report with photos and a statement from someone who says that they got hit by Johnny Manziel a couple times and got her head pushed up against the window. That's not slander. It's not libel.
Look, those of you who love the guy are going to keep defending him, and go right ahead. I don't think the guy can play. It's like Nick says, JF career stats, 38 of 70, 3 TDs, 3 ints, 71 rush yards, and 1 TD. 2 legit starts, 1-1, and a bunch of scrap time. How can you judge already? Because I judged him before he went in the league.
If John Football can't beat out a McCown for a starting football job?
Or Hoyer. Remember last year with Hoyer?
Are you serious? Maybe you don't have enough to judge. You've got enough to judge. You've seen him out there looking lost. Backyard football doesn't work in the NFL, and they figured that out.
But I said that going in. That's the thing. And until he can prove me wrong, I'm going to keep saying it. And he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't done anything to show me that he wasn't an air raid quarterback who could run a little bit, who's too small for the NFL, whose decision making was not going to work at the NFL level. He's done nothing to show me that.
He's done nothing to change the minds. He's not done.
No. And if you love the guy because you loved him at A&M, that's great. I loved him at A&M. He was my favorite player to watch in college football. Doesn't mean I want him quarterback in an NFL team.
There's a ton of great college quarterbacks that aren't great NFL quarterbacks, and you can go Matt Leinart, Vince Young, Tim Tebow down the line. It doesn't always translate. And
Timmy Chang.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned those other three because they were first-round picks, but we've also accepted that, it didn't work. Those guys weren't that good. But, no one's ready to say that about Johnny yet. So we got to wait.
No, because everybody loves him. That's
the thing.
We've got
to wait a couple years.
So we shall see. And you know what? If I'm wrong about it, great. I'll admit I'm wrong about it. And if he goes out and has a good game tonight, good for him. Doesn't mean he can play. I don't think he's going to have a good game tonight, but... we'll see.
All right, guys, if you can see dirt or mud on your carpets or rug, just imagine what you can't see down there with the naked eye. Bacteria, allergens, flea eggs. DFC is your one-stop resource for all your carpet, tile, and upholstery needs. Save yourself some time by trusting DFC to do the job for you right. I've used DFC for a long time. Used them in Austin. I still use them in Austin when I switch over renters in my house there. I use them here in Houston. They get my floors looking right. If I'm going to have company over, just give them a call. Let them come there, have the place looking like new again. They've got the best technology in the game. They're not using soaps or chemicals, which can damage your carpet fibers. They've got this non-toxic patented pre-spray along with their super water and the truck-powered equipment, and that's what really sets them apart. Once the stains are gone, they don't come back like they do with the other guys, and they're not just doing carpet. Tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble, they can do it all with their unique patented technology. And now they can do it on Sunday. Sunday service is now available. Give a call now. Get a family four-pack to the Texas RenFest with any purchase. At the end of that day at the RenFest, you'll come home to a clean house. That's always a good thing. Give them a call, 281-347-8373, 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. It's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free cleaning.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.